Welcome, everyone, to the Jake Dunlap Show. This is your weekly dose of real success stories from entrepreneurs, athletes, celebrities, CEOs, and the people that you love. If you've ever wondered what makes people tick, what are the weird things that happened to them in their past that helped to shape the people that they've became? Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern, you can tune in and get exactly that. The behind the scenes, not the typical behind the scenes, but the real stories that shaped some of the people that you know, love, and follow. Sales cycles right now, one of the big issues consistently, more and more and more that I'm seeing, is this concept that we don't want to do is we don't want to treat each customer or prospect differently. That what happens is someone comes into the buying cycle. We say, okay, one size fits all. You got to have a conversation with this person, then this person, then this person, then this person. And as a part of that, what ends up happening is customers hate it. You know, more and more people, it's like, we don't want to put up with that. If I'm coming to you, and I'll do a quick screen share here because I've got some different ideas here I can share. Is one of the biggest issues that's missing from the sales process today that Medic doesn't address, that Bant doesn't address, that none of the frameworks address, is what level of intent does someone have right now, right? So again, I want you to think about that as the concept for today, right? Similar to how you buy in your business to consumer behavior, okay? When you buy in business to consumer, okay, you don't want friction. You don't want to talk to a person. You don't want to talk to, you just want to click. And if it can't get shipped to you in the next day, then you go click something else. And so I think for a lot of people out there, that we have to realize that everything in the consumer, the business to consumer world, ends up happening in the business to business world. And so if you think that customers and buyers are really, really going to want to, you know, let's call it, I don't know, let's call it, you think that they want to like talk to people up front, they don't. There are certain cases where they do, but hey, it's not everyone. Okay. So what is this, right? So think of these different ways that people come in. One, I call these people vetted. Vetted are people that take the time to do their own research. They've already gone, they probably talked to a couple other people. I define it as, you know, they've already met with a competitor or reviewed their offering. They've researched your offering via peer or online. They have an understanding of pricing, have a clear business outcome they're looking to achieve, clear timeline, and they've defined the evaluation process. So just think of that, that there's more and more people today that are vetted. These are people that come inbound with super high intent. And again, I'll go back to it. How does your sales process deal with these people? Do you treat everybody the same? Is it like, oh yeah, so this person has to go talk to an SDR and then go talk to this person and then go talk to this person, right? Or do you treat people differently based on the level of intent or vetted, right? Then you have educated. Right? These are people that should have researched your offering. They have a clear business outcome. They have a timeline, right? These are people like, yeah, look, we know that we need a solution here, right? And so for me, I think, as I think about this, and then there's cold, right? Which is like, you know, we haven't done much of this. As more and more people start to first interact with you via vetted, via educated, we have to change the way that we interact with buyers, period. Right. And so for all of you out there, yeah, here, I'll just drop this in the chat real quick. Martin, of course. This is a very long, so just know that in advance. So again, I think if you're thinking about your current process today, how many of you, and I'd love to do this, go ahead, you can raise your hand, et cetera. How many of you today have a different process for the way different people want to buy, right? How many of you? You can kind of raise your proverbial hand, et cetera. How many of you have a different process? What we're consistently finding is nobody, right? More and more people want to understand and interact with people that get it, right? And more people, again, salespeople, though, the issue that I see is consistently what we're not doing is we are not actually doing a good enough job of understanding some of these things. So I talk through first here, like what is intent-based sales? Okay, so intent-based sales, this concept that people are coming to you already with either low, medium, or high intent. I call those people either vetted, educated, or cold. Okay. And how this is different than traditional lead scoring. Okay. Traditional lead scoring, what it says is it says, based on a certain number of actions, someone downloaded a white paper, which you will notice that I did not include in someone's level of education is downloaded a white paper. You know what else I didn't include? Attend a webinar. My friends, attending a webinar or just someone downloading a piece of content does not equal intent. Run that back. Somebody downloading a piece of content one time or attending a webinar, it does not equal intent, right? And you can't tell that from a form fill. You can't tell, hey, that they've already researched your competitor. You don't know that. You can't tell that they actually, talk to a friend of theirs in a Slack chat and ask 50 questions about your product already. And so now they're ready to have a serious conversation. The friend already told them about pricing as well too. So again, for anyone out there, I would really, really think through what you're calling intent. Okay. Is it something somebody's downloading? No. Instead, it's questions. So next question people usually have for me is, okay, Jake, how do you do this? So the first part is the questions that we ask before the meeting, right? And so I think somebody dropped in there, like people don't want homework. Here's what I'll say. You're right. Most consumers, I don't want homework. But if you tell me, Jake, if you take a look at this thing or you do this before the meeting for a minute and a half or 2 minutes, it's going to help us to really expedite and speed up the first conversation. I'm going to do that all day long. So although people don't necessarily want homework, if you can help me to understand what's in it for me, why should I do a little bit of research? So then that way your team is only interacting with people that are in the educated space, which candidly is all they should be interacting with. If someone is still at that cold state, you know, again, where they haven't, it's not a top five priority. They are not even sure, you know, there's not a lot that sales can do as a part of it, right? So again, for a lot of people, I think it's really important for you to just think through that mindset. Like think through, what is my first touch point? And can I try to get someone to that educated status or that vetted status before I even meet with them? Most consumers, if they understand what's in it for them, are willing to invest a few minutes in preparation if they know what's in it for them. Not just sending out some link and saying, oh, hey, check this out before a meeting. I'm archiving that. I'm just going to be honest. If I have a meeting with you and you just say, Jake, fill this out before the meeting or take a look, I'm just going to automatically hit archive. Now, on the flip side, if you say, Jake, I want you to fill this out for me because XYZ. I want you to fill this out for me because if we do this, we can probably cut the meeting to 15 minutes. Great. So I spend 2 minutes to get 15 minutes of my time back. So I would just think that our job in sales is to try to get more people from educated or from cold to educated and then educated to vetted. Vetted people are the people that are actually going to move the needle. One of the things that I was very specific to call out when we put together this framework is vetted does not mean that they are a decision maker. We are obsessed with this concept of somebody who's coming into the intent funnel that they have to be a decision maker. They don't. Almost zero companies actually make decisions in a vacuum, to where the decision maker is the person who actually has all the power and authority. It doesn't usually work that way. Usually there's that person, sure, but there's 15 people below that person that could say no at any given time. And so if you over-focus on the decision maker, you're screwed. If you over-focus your time there because you didn't spend enough time with these other people that were vetted, many times a decision maker is going to go send someone to go do the initial research. Not that you can't, you know, not that it can't be, you know, important to want to have them in the process. I'm just saying you don't necessarily need them in the process, right? But lots of times decisions are made without the decision maker ever being a part of it. It's just how people buy today, okay? Thank you everyone again for listening to another episode. If you are listening all the way to the end, I hope you have left a review. I hope that you make sure that you're following or subscribing on your favorite podcast listening apparatus. We'll be back next Thursday. And again, make sure to check out the Monday episodes as well too. A lot of people are really enjoying these kind of mini episode Mondays. So make sure to tune in, subscribe, and leave a review.